Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Happy New Year, everybody. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, no, it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans, He has purposes, and He's pursuing them with you again this year at this time. Blessed be His holy name. How do you contact us here at the ministry? You can do so in one of several ways, and it starts with our website, Touched by Him Ministries, touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org, Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org. Type that in your browser on whatever device, your smart device you're using, be it a phone, a tablet, or a computer, and it'll take you to our website. All our contact information is there. At the bottom of the home page, there's a tab on the bottom left has our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. There's our phone number. You can contact us, 970-314-4077. If you get voicemail, leave your message. Make that message that you leave your point of contact, especially if you're calling for prayer. Leave what you want us to be praying for, and we'll get after the prayer immediately, and we'll get back to you by phone if you leave a method in which we can get back in contact with you by phone. You got to leave a number. A lot of times people call us, but it's not the number of the phone in which they can be reached at. So you must leave the number, and we'll call you back at that number, and we'll stay with it. In this day of phone tag, we'll stay with it until we hook up. Also, another good way to contact us, email praywithme@tbhm.org. Pray with me at TBHM for Touched by Him Ministries, TBHM.org. And we'll take your email prayer. We print it out on hard copy. We lay hands on it, and we start believing God with you. The fervent, effectual prayer of righteous men, speaking of the race of man, both male and female, avail much. And we do pray here at the ministry for you, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and all your household will be saved. And as you learn about salvation, salvation means complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. So happy New Year. We are now in the year 2025. Be sure to go to our website and check out all the information we have out there for you. Before I go any farther, as if you're listening on the radio, we only rent 30 minutes of airtime weekly on radio. So if you want to hear our message in its entirety, recommend that you go to our website, tbhm.org, and then from the homepage, look for the headline media page. And when you click on that, on the media page, you'll see all the previous week's radio broadcasts that we put up there, and they are not interrupted. They are in their full and complete form, most of which run longer than the 30 minutes of airtime that we rent over the radio for airtime. And what you can do there is hear the message in its entirety, and then go back and listen to it two or three more times. fill your spirit, you know, with the word of the living God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We go into prayer every week. I'm always on my study time thinking about what we're going to minister to next, and I always let the Lord lead me and guide me. He's the one that gives me scriptures. Holy Spirit comes in, gives me scripture to minister with. So as I go forward with these broadcasts, know that I am led by the Spirit of God. He is the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us into all truth. And so these broadcasts are spirit led, and we go forward and we quote the word of God because Jesus is the word. The word in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. Everything that was made with the word of God. Nothing that was made without him. Everything was made with him. And then he became flesh. He dwelt among us. We just finished celebrating the Christmas season. What a glorious Christmas season it's been. And we're going forward into a new year. People, the year, new year 2025 on the world's calendar system, it's the year 5785 on the Hebrew calendar. But those numbers, 2025, 2025, add up to the number 9, and the number 9 symbolizes divine completeness and conveys a meaning of finality. We're going into the final phases. We are living in the last days. It may not be in your lifetime that Jesus returns, but a day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is as a day. And God is coming back, and he's coming back soon. We're now living in that time where the glorification of the church is underway. He's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Christ loved the church, and he gave himself for it. You body of believers out there who have received Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And he gave himself for it that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That's why the word is so important to have daily in your life. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. People, he's glorifying the church right now. He's pouring out his spirit on all flesh everywhere. The Holy Spirit is pouring himself out everywhere. And the whole earth shall be filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord because of this outpouring, just as the waters cover the sea. So we're living in this time of great manifestations. We've prayed the prayer for 2,000 years. Since the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that is what is happening and underway throughout the entire world right now. God's kingdom is manifesting everywhere. He told you to go into all the world and preach the gospel, Christian. That be you. Everywhere you go in your world, preach the gospel. You know, talk about the wondrous works of God and all the goodness that God has done for us, because in that process, those people see that light shining out of you. The time has come where it says, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord's risen upon you. That's Isaiah chapter 60. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you, believer, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. And we all know that that's going on right now, greater than ever before. But the Lord has arisen upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. People, I made the analogy the other day in one of my letters that like a light bulb in the middle of the night on in a swamp. You know, people are going to be coming to that light that's coming out of you, the glory of the Lord. And the Gentiles, the non-believers, shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. So blessed be his holy name in this new year that we're working for. And this 9 symbolizes, I said, the number 2025. If you add 2025, it comes to the number 9, and it symbolizes the divine completeness of and conveys the meaning of finality. We're in the final wrap-up here, people. It's interesting that Christ died at the hour 9 of the day, or 3 p.m., to make the way of salvation for everyone. So blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. And this special day, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, is the only one of God's annual feast days of worship that requires believers to fast. And this special day, considered by many Jews to be the holiest of the year, begins at the sunset on day 9 of the 7th Hebrew month. And you can find that in Leviticus 23 and 32. But the number 9 also represents the fruits of God's Holy Spirit. These fruits being faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, joy, kindness, long-suffering, love, and self-control. So blessed be his holy name going into this new year, 2085. So what do you do, Christian, at the beginning of every year? You know, this is a time that I like to spend in prayer, meditation, and fasting. So, Proverbs 8 and 17 says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Make yourself a new commitment this new year going forward to do just that. Seek him early because you're going to find him. And boy, and there's nothing like intimacy with the Lord. God is so good. He loves you. And if you really want to develop your relationship with him, don't be superficial in it. Go for it in depth. Get after him. You know, seek first the kingdom of God, his way of doing things, and then all these things of the kingdom will be added unto you. All the promises of God, which in the anointed one Jesus and his anointing are yes and amen. So always commit yourself to him and be a better Christian this year than you ever have been in your life. Make that your commitment, Christian, going forward here. For all you new beginners, just get with the program. It's really easy. Get after the word of God. Once you get saved, by believing in your heart, confessing Jesus is Lord with your mouth, when you do that prayer sincerely, immediately, and God being who he is, he knows when you're sincere or not. And when you do that, he immediately will translate you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And no longer will gross darkness be over your people. The blinders will fall off your eyes. The mufflers that are on your ears will be removed, and you'll be able to see and hear him clearly as you go forward. So commit yourself to him once you get saved. If you go to our website, there's a page there, Prayer of Salvation. Just say that prayer in quotes there out loud in sincerity and do what the page there on that page tells you to do, and go for and start going forward with the victory in being in Christ Jesus, and get into the word every day and do it first thing. When you put God first in your life, you're making time for him. And when you make time for God, he makes time for you. And everything that you need to get done on any given day, you'll see that it gets done. Blessed be his holy name. God created time. He's outside of time. And inside of time, he knows how to operate within that for you. And every day that you have will be a glorious day in Christ Jesus, no matter what comes your way. Doesn't mean you're not going to have trouble. I had a big discussion with that with a man not too long ago. Matter of fact, almost every day it seems like I have that discussion with anybody. But because you set your love upon him, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he will set you on high because you have known his name. He will be with you in trouble. All right. So it doesn't mean you're going to have a trouble-free life. In this life there is tribulation, but he will be with you in trouble, and he will deliver you and honor you. And with long life, he will satisfy you and show you the salvation that he purchased for you at the cross. And then when your life is done here on earth, you step out of that limitation of the dimension of time that we live in, where we're only living in one half of one dimension of time. We're born and we go forward. But with God, there's multiple dimensions of time, and that's why he's outside of it. But when you step off into eternity, you go into a place that you've dreamed about, you've hoped to be true, which it is absolutely very true. And that's who you're pursuing with this day, because he's coming, because his kingdom is manifesting on earth right now everywhere, as it is in heaven, and it's a good thing to be involved in. So what do? You know, after you get up early, you seek and you find him, you commit yourself to the word, you start doing the word, you read the word out loud daily, you commit yourself to to a reading schedule of reading the word daily and read it out loud to yourself. Read that word out loud because that word will begin to fill you up on the inside. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. You'll start speaking His words into your situation, into your circumstance, and His word will go before you, and it will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. And in this truth lies your victory. So get on that road and start reading His word out and out loud to yourself daily. Always read it out loud enough so your own ears can hear it, because you have to keep it coming in your ears and in your eyes. And as you do that, you're attending, putting His word first place. And if you do it early in the day, whatever your day is, if you work the late shift and your day starts when you get up at 10 o'clock at night, make that the first thing that you do. Commit yourself to God and His word and let Him go forward and lead you in that victory. If you get up and work early in the morning, get up a little bit earlier. Give Him 15, 20 minutes before you go out there into your work day. And in that, His word will go before you. It will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. He'll be with you. Any trouble that comes up, He'll be with you there. And a tribulation always comes for the word's sake. The more you read the word, the more it comes into your life. The enemy is going to come after that word to try to get it from bringing a harvest into your life, to bring fruit into your life. But you learn how to stand. When you've done all else to stand, resist the devil, he will flee, and you'll go onward in victory. Part of that New Year commitment is to fast and pray. Is this not the fast that I've chosen for you, believer, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke? You want to be fasting and praying at this time of year just to get a good start on to the new year. I've committed myself to a minimum of 52 days of fasting this year, which sounds like a lot to a lot of people, but it's really not that difficult. You know, you fast one day a week. If you eat and have lunch, say on Sunday, the first day of the week, after you have your lunch, don't eat anything till the next Monday at lunchtime, after a 24-hour period has passed. And then you do that once a week, and in a year you've done 52 days of fasting. So it's not as difficult as it sounds, and you're going to find it's not the as tough as it sounds. And while you do your fasting, make sure that you pray. Is it not to deal, and he wants you to do that so that extras are left over for things like the hungry. You know, when you're not eating that day, when you don't eat for a 24-hour period day, there's extra food left for other people, and helps drive down the price of food, you know, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. It's not, this is why we fast. Then shall, when you do it, so your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be your reward. So then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speak vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, that shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. So, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt rise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. You know, so these are the reasons why we fast. And if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, and from doing pleasure on his holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then thou shalt Delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So, you know, all what I've just quoted you right there, you'll find in Isaiah chapter 58, 6 through 14. So in the beginning of this year, spend some time fasting and praying and commit yourself one day of the week to the Lord. I know that many people, they want to have the argument about the Sabbath being Saturday, the others saying Sunday being the first day of the week is the day that we worship on. And don't get into that argument. Choose one of the 2 days and make it a day and set it apart for the Lord. It's a day of rest for you, but spend that time pursuing Him, getting after Him, listening to radio broadcasts like this one, and start going forward in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So as you go into this new year, commit some time to fasting and praying. Commit it to the Lord. And you're going to find, you're going to reap all the things that God has promised you, and you're going to be blessed by it, and your healing will break forth speedily. I know many of you are believing for healings right now. I'm always believing for some kind of healing in my own life, and I do fast, and I do pray, and you know, this year, I've committed to 52 days of fasting, plus there'll be other days involved in that as well. And it's nice to get ahead of the schedule, but it's also just nice to be committed to that one simple fast of once a week, eating a meal on, say, Monday, and then not eating another meal after you eat that meal till 24 hours have gone by the next day. And you're going to find that it's not as hard as it sounds. And during that time, fast and pray. While you're fasting, make sure you pray. Spend time with God, and there's great reward in all of that. All of His promises are yes and amen in the Anointed One, Jesus, and His anointing. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. And just know that, and you can walk forward in that that victory. And you know, it's the anointing that destroys the yokes of bondage. Isaiah 10 and 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that His burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and His yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. As you fast and pray, and the anointing is God on flesh doing those things flesh cannot do, the Holy Spirit comes into your life and He smashes those yokes of bondage. You know, Jesus said, "Come unto me, my burden is easy, my yoke is light." Do that, and in that process, you're setting yourself free. And when the anointing comes, it destroys the yokes of bondage. It actually smashes it to smithereens. "For he who the Son sets free is free indeed." And when something is smashed to smithereens, there's no coming back from that. You know, body workers like to take a rusted body and they'll attach metal to it and fill it with Bondo and do those things to make it look nice again. But if there's nothing to attach to, there's no rebuilding of that other than a brand new frame or a brand new fender or whatever the case may be. Just as an example here. But when you, when the anointing, which is Holy Spirit, God on flesh doing those things flesh cannot do, when that anointing hits the yokes of bondage in your life, it destroys them. It will set at liberty those who are held captive. And I remember the very first day I received Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, and I experienced that deliverance from all the bondage that I had been in myself into. And it was like somebody took a heavy weight off my back, and I did feel as if I was walking above the surface of the ground I was standing upon. That's how it felt. If you've ever lifted heavy weights and done heavy squats and you're doing hundreds and hundreds of pounds in it, and once you lift that weight off across your shoulders and get it off your shoulders and your neck and back, and put it down after the exercise, all of a sudden you feel like you're floating. Well, that's exactly what happens when that anointing hits the yokes of bondage in your life. And by participating in these fasts, you have that very self same experience. And the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus said this in Luke 4:18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Gospel is good news. And if you're poor, here's the good news. You don't have to be poor anymore. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. That's where that yoke, that anointing hits the people unequally yoked. deliverance of the captives. It's the anointing that God on flesh doing those things flesh cannot do that destroy those yokes of bondage. The recovery of sight to the blind. Even if you have perfect vision 20/20, you may not see what's out in front of you there because your eyes are blinded by an enemy who's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But he'll remove all that so that you can walk forward in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So you get the recovery of sight to the blind. And you're set at liberty, all them that have been bruised. You know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And, you know, I always say he wants to steal from you and destroy you before he can kill you, and doing it that order. But don't let that happen to you, and it'll stop happening to you as you start pursuing God and his way of doing things. When you seek first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things, all these things, which are all the promises of God, which are yes and amen in the anointed one Jesus and his anointing, which is the Holy Spirit, God on flesh, doing those things flesh cannot do, then you can go forward in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. And we're coming into a mini jubilee here, people. 2025 is going to be victory after victory after victory, and uncovering righteousness will prevail, and we're going through it like no other people have ever gone through it before on the planet. Be glad that you were born for such a time as this. For you first-time listeners, you were born for such a time as this, put into this generation for this reason, to be a living epistle for the Lord Jesus Christ himself, walking and talking and living the victory that he purchased for you. People don't understand that the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's, and the fullness going forward that we're going to experience is his promise of the manifestations of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven now going forward. So enjoy 2025, walk in the victory, and live what he purchased for you. You know, it's a new day, it's a new time. Many of you are going to be having breakthroughs. It's a new beginning for many of you. What a year to be alive. Blessed be his holy name. And don't be concerned about the things that you don't understand or things that didn't work out for you before. But remember, approach the year in the beginning with prayer and fasting, and spend time in the Word and make a commitment to it and learn how to do it daily. Be a better Christian than you've ever been before. Seek him early and you'll find him. You know, be sincere about it, and your days will just be worked out for you. You know, I know a lot of people don't use irons anymore. They use steamers. And if you're like me, I like the kind of shirts that don't wrinkle, and they'll come out of the dryer nice and wrinkle-free. You know, God will straighten things out. He'll get all the creases in the right places. He'll get all the wrinkles out of you, and you can go forward all in the victory that he purchased for you at the cross. 2025, Christian, is going to be the best year ever for you. Go forward in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Happy New Year. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.